which is 20-3.0-07-004-001-006.001, located at 1140 Ridgedale Road, Ridgedale. The existing property is zoned A1 agricultural. The rezone request is for C2 general commercial for the ability to construct a gallery with retail sales on the parcel. For the Taney County's assessor's information, property is approximately 2 acres in size. It is lot number 2, located in the Crockett Acres subdivision. Currently, there are no structures on the property. Property is served by a private well for water and will have an on-site septic system for wastewater. So going to our PowerPoint, here's the beacon zoomed out. This is the 6586 junction, and here's the round out in front of Top of the Rock. I've got the parcel highlighted. Here's our zoning layer. White is A1, green C2, the red NR1, the yellow is R1. So here's a closed-in version of the beacon. Here's just some photos. These are taken looking back west at the parcel. Took a photo of the road to the north. You can barely see the roundout in the picture right there. Then turn around and take another photo of the road to the south. With that, I would turn it over to the applicant to add any she'd like to.
Thank you. Good morning.
Could you please state your name and address for the record, please?
Okay. I'm Julie Gimlin, and I'm here representing the applicant, Ben Gimlin. We live at 1243 Sanders Road, Kazee Mills, Missouri. As stated by Scott, Ben is requesting to rezone this parcel from A1 to C2 zoning. The parcel's suitability for commercial use is supported by the following information. First, the parcel's physical characteristics currently meet the requirements of size, highway frontage, and adequate roadway. All site utilities are either on site or approved for their ability to support the proposed use, including sanitary sewer, water, stormwater, and electric. Second, the property adjacent to Ben's north and west property lines has already been rezoned from A1 to C2. The A1 tract directly to the south is Ben's parent tract, and they are in support of our rezoning request, and they were here at the PNZ meeting on May 10th. And their property creates a 6.5-acre buffer between Ben and the next A1 property to the south. Across the street, the properties within 600 feet include the entrance to the world-class resorts, a church, a convenience store with gas station, a car wash, a commercial structure owned by the college. This is of high importance to show that the immediate area is currently supporting all commercial and high-density uses. Ben is proposing a very low-impact use, even though his business will require C2 zoning due to its square footage. The rustic Lodge-type gallery with its post and beam finishes will group well with both the agriculture and commercial zoned properties surrounding his parcel. The design of the structure will complement other rustic designs that make this area unique. In addition to grouping well with surrounding uses, the gallery will uphold the family-friendly tradition of the businesses in this area. The business plan for the gallery includes rotating fresh and different collections of interest for families to learn about and enjoy. An example of these collections might include arrowheads and Western art. Environmentally, along with this low-density use, he is proposing to utilize best management practices concerning the stormwater management and water quality. Finally, Ben's parcel is served by a signalized intersection on 65 and a roundabout designed to safely and efficiently distribute traffic to the entrance of the world-class resorts to the north and west, as well as to Ben's parcel just 500 feet to the south. All of these facts combine to support the suitability of this parcel to be rezoned to the C2 designation. The tract is small, but it meets the requirements to fulfill his dream to own his own business. He is very excited about becoming a member of this community. Thank you for considering his rezoning request. Are there any questions?
Does he know at this time his hours of operation?
He's planning on normal day hours, about 10 to 6. And he probably would not be open in the winter, some winter months. And also he would probably just operate 4 days a week. We would like to have some lighting on site just for security reasons, but we would make sure that it was the proper strength of lighting, and it would be aimed away from the neighboring property.
I don't have any. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here in opposition of this request? Come forward.
You guys have any other questions?
Any other questions?
No, I move to approve the order number 523-2022-2 to rezone the property from A1 Agriculture to C2 General Commercial District.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Looks like it would be a very good location.
Next on the agenda is 110 Lynx Lane, Forsyth, Missouri, order 523-2205.
Okay, so again, on May 10th, 2022, the Planning Commission made recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezoning request of one parcel, which is parcel number 04-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1- 4.0-20-001-001-010.000, located at 110 Lynx Lane, Forsyth. The existing parcel is zoned A1 agricultural. The rezoning request is for C2 general commercial. The intended use will be for the ability to construct a sign on the parcel where the existing sign is. With the adoption of the Taney County zoning districts and zoning maps, MoDOT is requiring the parcel to be zoned commercial for the ability to replace the sign that is in the current sign location. So basically, they went to MoDOT to get their MoDOT permit, and they said it needed to be C2. And as you'll see, again, we're at the edge of Forsyth, Lynx Lane, the one that goes to the golf course. It actually goes to the new veterinarian clinic. They were at the planning meeting, but they may have got caught up this morning. They are not here this morning. you can see the little parcel just south of the Riverview School. Here's our zoning districts. And here's a photo, actually, from our pictometry of that existing sign that they were going to put their veterinary clinic sign on. And MoDOT said it was zoned A1.
Scott, is that little section, is that just a parcel by itself?
Yes.
Is the parcel next to it the clinic?
No, I'll go to the beacon and we'll pull it up for you.
Vince, correct, the veterinary clinic does not have to be rezoned.
He came through conditional use quite some time ago to put that rather than rezone the whole parcel. So at the end of Lynx Lane, of course, Lynx Lane relates to that is the old golf course. That clinic sits right in this area here. They're very close to opening, I believe.
It's a gorgeous building.
I haven't seen the finished building yet. I saw it in the process, but they're needing some signage just to direct traffic down to there.
So it's technically an off-premise site or sign?
Yes.
Is anybody here?
Anyone here in opposition? I see none.
Move to approve order number 5232205, changing the parcel from A1 Ag to C2 General Commercial.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes, May 16, 2022, and executive session minutes, May 16 and May 18, 2022.
Move to approve regular session minutes for May 16, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for May 16th and May 18th, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Will we have regular session minutes for May 18th?
For May 18th?
Assuming you guys went into session before you went into executive session.
I believe he went straight into executive session. Is that correct, Mike?
I'm trying, let's see, where...